We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us live, SUNY Fredonia Communications Professor Mike Igo. Mike, is this a big surprise or not?
No, not at all. In fact, interestingly enough, last fall I was at a conference for the Broadcast Education Association. We hear from a lot of different media people. And one of the things that was said there, that in the next 5 years, we're going to see many more newspapers disappearing, and also we're going to see many more newspapers being acquired by hedge funds. And here you go. Here's part of the trend, a change.
Is this a hedge fund?
No, this is not a hedge fund, as far as I'm aware of. But a hedge fund, of course, is a corporation that basically buys things as an investment. And the trend is that more and more hedge funds, in fact, I believe now, with the exception of Gannett, which is the largest newspaper chain in America still, hedge funds are pretty much the major player for owning newspapers nowadays.
You look at this deal, and for years and years and years, Warren Buffett was kind of seen as like the champion of newspapers. So is it alarming at all, you know, this morning for a lot of people to wake up and see that he's totally getting out of newspapers?
Yeah, absolutely, because I think, you know, Warren Buffett in general was considered a person, you know, the Buffalo News, of course, did cut back, as did many newspapers around the country. But I think people will be alarmed because it says that basically it's just going to be the old squeeze syndrome and get what you can out of newspapers. Because traditionally, the hedge funds that own all these papers around the country, that's all they've been doing is slashing things to squeeze out profits as much as they can.
Newspapers have been struggling for years now. What is the future for them, the actual papers?
Well, that's what a lot of people want to know, because they thought the salvation was going to be the digital platform. And some companies had had some success, the New York Times is one of them, in charging people. But in general, people don't like to pay for the, you know, online services, because you can get the news so many other places. And of course, even though digital is where it's at, the paper, the hard copy paper, still makes more money overall than digital. So a lot of people are really scratching their heads. And they just, you know, even with the hedge funds squeezing and cutting back staff and whatnot, they wonder what the end game is, because people just wonder if they can still realistically make some money.
$140 million for 31 separate papers. Now, the Buffalo News, the biggest one of those 31, but still, that's a lot of papers for, you know, it doesn't seem like that big of a price for all of what you would be getting.
Not at all. Do you think about what papers were going for about 10 years ago? So it's probably realistic as far as market conditions now, but that just shows that newspapers are not a very valuable asset. You know, the other side of the coin is that that conference I was at last fall, one of the corporations there, which was Gannett, which on the broadcast side is Tegna, talked about they felt there's still quite a bit of money in local TV news. That's why you'll notice that also local TV news stations are being acquired. And again, it's, you know, more and more assets are being acquired in the hands of a very select few.
This is only the third owner in the history of the Buffalo News. That's pretty significant, isn't it? I mean, it was the Butler family for decades and decades, then Berkshire Hathaway in 1977, and now Lee Enterprises.
Yeah, by 21st century standards, for sure. Of course, on the other hand, you know, if you think about it, the Butler family was one of a number of families that used to control newspapers. And of course, they're pretty much all gone now.
All right. Well, Mike, we appreciate the insight that you could bring us this morning on this breaking story. That's Mike Igo talking with us live. You can read more on the story the Buffalo News sold up at WBEN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.